One day you came downstairs and you weren't the same person anymore that went to bed the night before. This quote by my mother has been printed into my head like nothing else. Never would I have thought that she was right, and starting at some point, I wasn't the same person I had been anymore. Fast forward to age 28, I get diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and reflecting back on my life, I start to understand so much. Everything starts making sense now, and 1.5 years after officially starting treatment for bipolar disorder, I have realized what kind of person I am. My values, my strength, my weaknesses, what I want in life, and what I don't want in life. But I've also started grieving a lot. I started grieving my teenage years and my early 20s. Seeing all those young people enjoy their teenage years and their early 20s, their time at university, their time they spend with friends and family, and everything else. I'm so genuinely happy for them, but at the same time, I'm jealous because I couldn't experience it that way. My teenage years and early to mid-20s were defined by mood swings, overwhelming feelings I couldn't understand or name, frequent depression, trauma, and overall just helplessness. I have spent much time in therapy, I have spent time on medication, I had to fight for myself always so that I finally got the help that I needed. And while I never got listened to, people behind my back were saying I had to be crazy mentally and needed a doctor. Yes, I did, but nobody listened, and I had to get to a very low point where I got kicked out of my internship at uni to eventually have people realize that I seriously needed professional help. Over a span of 9 years, I now have been to two different therapists, two different psychiatrists, on two different medications. I have since been diagnosed, I have been misdiagnosed, I have been re-diagnosed. I have ended a 5-year relationship, and I have entered a new relationship where we faced so many issues due to my undiagnosed bipolar disorder over the past 4 years, but we both put in work to make it through it together. I have finished my bachelor's degree in psychology, I have started a sales job, and I have started a master's degree in business psychology that I should have finished 3 years ago, but that I won't finish before the end of this year. I've gotten myself out of debt, I have gotten myself back into debt, I have realized my heavy substance abuse issues with alcohol, and I started sobriety in 2021. Life got more quiet. My brain slowed down a lot. I have come to terms that I'm living with a chronic condition, that I need long-term medical supervision, that I need long-term medication, that I will never have the relief of it to be just gone. Bipolar disorder is a chronic condition. It has made me so miserable for so many years, and looking back, there were so many signs. It feels like a joke these days, but I have to accept that I can't change my past, that I only can have an impact on my future. And that's what I'm trying to have every single day. Some days it works out better than others, but I won't give up, and I'm here to share my past and present experience to show you the reality of a life with chronic mental conditions and to show you that you, in fact, can have a good life. So, welcome, people, and let's agree to never give up on ourselves. We can do hard things, and we can also have an almost normal life.